Today on the program, Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell is joining us to chat a little bit about his efforts to get reelected for another six-year term later this fall. Bill, great to see you as always.
Joe, thank you very much for having me, and it's thanks for your invitation to be on. It's always great to be here at Quincy Access Television, see your dedicated staff and all the great programming you do for Quincy and beyond. But thank you very much. Yes, I've been running for re-election to Register of Deeds since December, and very much appreciate the opportunity to come on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to talk about it. First, for folks who don't know, talk about how long you've been Register of Deeds for Norfolk County.
Yes, I became Register in 2002. I was fortunate enough to become Register. And I think it's been an interesting journey. It's combined, I had private sector experience as an attorney. As an attorney representing buyers and sellers and doing title work and being involved in the closings of homes and businesses. But I also had that government experience. I remember that fondly getting elected as county commissioner in 1992 with John Gillis, who was the city clerk in Quincy. We were running all around the county with, at the time, Cliff Marshall was running for re-election to sheriff. So it combined politics. I grew up in Norwood. I attended Balch Public Schools, St. Catherine School. I went to Xaverian Brothers High School in Westwood. And I went to Georgetown University. And down in Washington, I had 3 years working and the privilege of working for Congressman Joe Moakley, where you learn, do the work of the constituents, help the residents out, help the constituents. So to me, when I became Register of Deeds in 2002, there were things that needed to be done, but I've always tried to combine that private sector experience with some of the commitments to public service because, when I first got out of law school, I was involved in Norwood. I got elected to positions in Norwood. I've been at the local level. I worked in the federal level, and certainly one of my most proudest experiences, and I always used to tell him it was the best job I ever had working for him, was working for District Attorney Bill Delahunt, and was at his funeral Saturday, which was a great celebration, but sad. I try to combine the knowledge of law with politics, with administrative skills, being involved with budgets with John Gillis as a county commissioner, and I think it's all helped put the Registry of Deeds in a good place. There are people that call, and these are people that are in the registry every day and other registries. There was a title examiner that said that the Norfolk Registry is the gold standard of Massachusetts registries. I think so, but it's good to hear other people say that.
Sure. Do you think it's a necessity to be an attorney to be a Register of Deeds?
Well, you should have some, you can have life experiences and administrative skills, but I'll tell you what, being an attorney has helped me tremendously, and I think it's an asset. And when you think about it, the Registry of Deeds is an arm of government that really deals with the biggest asset we have, which is our home and the title to our home. It's not just, taking records. These are legal documents, and I think it's every day I use my legal experiences and my legal education because there are state laws that apply to how a document is recorded. There are state laws that control what goes into a document, the contents and the format. And there's state laws as to what type of documents can be accepted for recording and what can't. So certainly I believe that being an attorney has been a tremendous asset to running the Registry of Deeds. And as I mentioned, I was in the private sector. So when you're in the private sector, I worked for a bigger firm, and then I worked with a partner in a smaller firm. But it was still the same. You had bills to pay. You had employees that needed to get checks every week. You had vendors that needed to be paid. So I've tried to run and bring that private sector experience to running the Registry of Deeds. I've tried to run the registry like a business. But to your answer, when you think about it, when someone goes to buy a house, when the people of Quincy or anywhere else in the county, there's 28 communities in Norfolk County, go to buy their house, they're buying a house, and who's doing the closing for them? An attorney. An attorney is in there collecting the papers and having the buyers sign documents. The seller is bringing a deed, and maybe there's outstanding mortgages or outstanding title issues that the documents have to be brought to the closing. So when you buy a house, there's an attorney on involved that's in really involved in the whole sale, I think it makes sense to have an attorney involved when those documents come to the Registry of Deeds, because it's not just the biggest financial asset. You know, our homes, I've grown up in Norwood, my three children grew up in Norwood. A home is a memory. You know, a home is more than just the legal title, but you know what? It starts with the legal title, you know, and so I really, I recognize you may not have to be an attorney, but I think the Registry of Deeds, especially here in Norfolk County, has been well served having someone who has legal experience and an attorney, but also someone who has administrative skills, who can, you know, put budgets together, who can see what needs to be done and then get it done. So I really think that's very important. It will be up to the voters, but I think Norfolk County has been well served having someone who can be an administrator, but also have a law degree. And I think back, I was lucky enough to you know, follow some great registers of deeds. I worked with two of them immediately. Barry Hannon, who is a state rep here, part of Quincy, and became Register of Deeds in 1970 through 2001. Unfortunately, Senator Paul Harold, his time was cut short. He was 2 years a register. But I remembered speaking with Paul because I was county commissioner with John Gillis, and Paul Harold had a vision of a modern registry, and I've tried to implement that vision, but he came to us seeking money, and he would talk about a vision. And when I looked at what his vision was, or what Barry Hannon did over the years, I think them being attorneys was so helpful. And here in Norfolk County, if you really want to look at it, there's been an attorney representing the Registry of Deeds continuously back to 1917. Hmm. So there was Mr. Shine before him and Mr. Chambers, Walter Chambers before that.
As you're aware, you have at least one opponent who has appeared on this program recently, and City Councilor Noel DeBona, former employee of your registry, and has made several comments or accusations, allegations, if you will, about the way the registry has been managed and in terms of the way the finances are managed. I know you're aware of his comments. Did you want to respond to those?
Well, sure. I mean, and again, yes, I was somewhat taken back watching your show that, you know, I think he said for over a year he's been thinking of running for Registry of Deeds, and in that year that he's worked at the Registry of Deeds, he's never talked to me about any ideas or suggestions or anything like that. But, you know, the focus of my election is going to be on what's been done. You know, we've had innovative results, an innovative record of results. I'm going to run on the modernization initiatives that have been implemented at the Registry of Deeds, for instance. And this goes back to, you know, the talk with Paul Harold. You know, people forget. That wasn't that long ago. They didn't have email at the Registry of Deeds. They didn't have a website at the Registry of Deeds. I'm very proud, and when I say I'm very proud, I got to couch that with this, and I say it all the time, and I think I learned it from Cliff Marshall, Sheriff Marshall. He used to have a saying, and it's a saying that's well known: there's no I in team. And I've tried to live by that. There's no I in team. We have a great team at the Registry of Deeds. You know, there's management, yes, there's a union. But you know, my dad climbed poles for the Boston Edison, Local 369 for 38 years. My father-in-law was in the same union 41 years. I have family members that are in police unions, fire. The next generation is in unions. So working with unions didn't bother me. We try to work as a team, and I've worked with, you know, because there were changes at the registry. But I found whether you were union or management, they embraced the changes that we talked about. So I always say that I believe the Massachusetts registry, if you were going to rate them, Norfolk County is one of the best, if not the best, Registry of Deeds in Massachusetts, and that's because of the employees that come every day to just do what needs to be done daily, but they also embraced some of the real kind of visionary changes that needed to be made. For instance, we wanted to bring the registry's records into people's homes and businesses. That didn't happen overnight, and a big thank you to the employees. But now if you go on our website, which is www.norfolkdeeds.org, and remember, when Paul Harold started, there was no website. Mm-hmm. And that website has information for first-time home buyers. That has information if you want, you know, again, if you talk about maybe it's good to have a lawyer running the registry of deeds. When we started a community outreach program, you know, a lot of people didn't know anything about homesteads. A homestead, it's by law, you can record a homestead at your, you know, at the registry, which protects your home, your principal residence. So when we go out there and talk, and when I talk as a registrar, I think it helps to, you know, to be an attorney. But, you know, the internet, it's not just a resource for information. You know, you can sign up for the consumer notification service, but you can go online and every record back to 1793 is available. That didn't happen overnight. That took administrative skills, that took working with people, but you can go back to 1793, which is when Norfolk County was founded. And some registries don't go back to year one. We do. Mm. So we tried to bring the registry's records into people's homes and businesses, and you can do that. You certainly can come by the registry. We're at 649 High Street, and we have all the records there, but you can use the internet to look that information up. And I have to thank the employees. Another big modernization initiative when it comes to the records, and I was very proud, Norfolk Registry, they say, was the first registry in New England to do a transcription project. Others have said it was the first one in the nation. And what was it? From 1793 to 1900, all those records were handwritten, but we transcribed those records. You can go online and the handwritten version, the cursive version is there. That's the legal document. If you hit a number, you hit a page, then the transcription comes. So these are some of the projects people might not know about, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm going to run about. Tim Quirk, he works for Quirk Associates, LLC. He's not only in the Norfolk Registry, he's in all the registries of Massachusetts. And in March of 2022, he said that the Norfolk Registry of Deeds, that their firm considered for the past 20 years that the Norfolk Registry of Deeds was the best run registry in the state. And I think what it's great to hear that from a user, a registry user, but I really hope that the voters out there come to the same conclusion that the registry users say quite a lot, is that, you know, that the Norfolk Registry is the best run. And that's because, you know, of the team we have to do all this work.
Did you want to respond specifically to the quote-unquote slush fund that Councillor DeBona talked about with regards to unfilled positions still being budgeted?
Certainly. I don't know if my opponent was confused or misinformed. Again, there's more, he said on your show, it's just about taking records. I would say it's more than just about taking records. And I think you make a statement like that, you should at least know what budgets are about, or mm-hmm. what the Registry of Deeds is about, or maybe what the Register does. I've prepared 23 budgets for the Registry of Deeds and, countless budgets when I was in local government, and as well as working with John Gillis and Tim Cahill was the treasurer.
What is the total budget annually, Bill, for the
Register? It's $3,150,000, okay. A little over that, but okay. It's $3.1 million. And that's what before I respond to the slush fund comment, that's what struck me. If you're going to say you're going to do a better job, on the show, he said it was a $300,000 budget. Then he increased it to, he said, it went up to $500,000. I mean, if you're going to run for Register of Deeds, you should at least know what the Registry of Deeds budget is. And, experiences do matter. I mean, I've had experience in the 20 years running a Registry of Deeds. I've had experiences running budgets. And when this thing about, to summarize, I don't know, he said that there was a slush fund because positions in the budget weren't filled. Well, anyone knows, sometimes budgets don't get filled because, the economic circumstance. I mean, my budget, as I mentioned, is $3.1 million. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, it was $3.7 million. You know, mm-hmm. there's been some tough times, and sometimes you're saving money. But Not the last few years. We've had cuts. I advocate on behalf of the Registry of Deeds. I advocate on behalf of the employees. I advocate on behalf of the registry stakeholders and users and the property owners, the people that have homes. So I have tried to fill positions. And what my opponent failed to say was there's been a hiring freeze virtually this whole last year, and there's been a couple of other hiring freezes in the years before that. Mm. I don't vote the hiring freeze in, and I may not agree with the hiring freeze, but for instance, in March, there was a union position between March and June 30th. It was only going to cost $11,000 to fill that union position. And as I said, my dad's in the union. I think you should fill union positions. 2-1 vote, it didn't get filled. Mm. Well, don't say there's no staff positions filled because, of me. I have tried to fill staff positions. And other times, remember, when positions aren't filled, it accrues money. Now, here's the difference. My opponent is a city councilor. Maybe he votes on budgets, but maybe he doesn't understand budgets because, the mayor administers that budget. The mayor gets things done. The mayor, Koch, has done a nice job here in Quincy and the mayors before getting things done. In the towns, there's 28 communities, the town managers administer. So you could vote a budget, but the person that has to administer it is either the mayor or the town manager. And in my town, when I was involved in budgets, for instance, the town DPW, if the money didn't get spent, it didn't go to a slush fund. The money that didn't get spent out of the DPW budget in the town of Norwood goes back to the general fund. Now, I don't know how it works in Quincy, but at least in Norwood, that's Municipal Finance 101. And if my opponent makes a statement like that, I'm trying to understand where it's coming from, and that's why I say he's got to be misinformed. But if you make a statement like that, any money's not spent out of a budget, go back to the general fund. And it's not the registry's general fund, it's the county's general fund. Here in Quincy, I'll speak to Norwood, mm-hmm. It goes back to the town general fund. And in other communities, that's how it goes. So, but certainly, I've always tried to fill positions and promotions. My dad was in a union. Promotions are important for morale, and promotions always get filled. And and sometimes there's disagreements, but maybe it was my training as an attorney. We could go to court and battle, but then go out and it's done. You go there. But I don't consider it a battle. I mean, my opponent was saying, watch the commissioners meeting. Watch the March 27th meeting of the commissioners. It was just a discussion on budgets. Mm-hmm. I don't always agree, but we've known people. We've known the people. You don't always agree, but I think that day, in fact, one of the commissioners said, hey, this, the register's coming in advocating for his people, advocating to, make sure positions aren't cut, and some of them were. Some of the promotions were cut. That's just government. But to the slush fund, I just think he's misinformed when he makes a statement like that.
What's the current status of the information technology position, Bill?
The information, that people would know that discussion. There was a vote, a 2-1 vote at the county, and we lost. I recognize that. Yeah. Now, people have to understand my position. And again, I think my opponent is somewhat misinformed. And of course, all this time he's been, he wasn't working during COVID when our employees got recognized by D'Angelo's and Papagino's as a Hometown Hero Award during COVID-19. Mm. That was the registry, and the registry employees got recognized. My opponent started working after that. And actually, when you think about it, that's a credit to the employees. Mm. Again, back to that team approach. But there was no handbook on how to, operate the registry during the pandemic. And I believe all those modernization initiatives, getting information online, we instituted electronic recording, and that means an attorney here in Quincy doesn't have to come to the Registry of Deeds anymore. Now, it didn't just happen. There was state and federal regulations. There was state and federal laws. The bar associations had to get on board. So again, there's other things the Register does that maybe my opponent isn't aware of, and it allowed for electronic recording at the Norfolk Registry of Deeds. We started in 2010, and then in 2017, the Land Court. And again, there's two types of land. There's the land court and the recorded side of land. we couldn't do electronic recording in the land court, and myself and Register Buckley, John Buckley from Plymouth, Register Jack Mead down in Cape Cod, we got legislation through, and they made a pilot program. And Norfolk County was the first registry in Massachusetts to record electronically a land court document. Because we had to get legislation through that allowed it to happen. Now, I didn't do it because I knew a pandemic was coming. It was a challenge, and the documents should be allowed on both sides. If it was good enough to be recorded on the recorded land side, the land court should have done it. Why do I mention that? All that innovation, all those programs that were put in place when COVID started in March of 2020. We were open and operational every workday. With restrictions, mm-hmm. people could drop the documents off in the mailbox. In my tenure, I started a disaster recovery office, disaster recovery planning, and again, trying to take private sector thinking and apply it to government. So that, and what's disaster recovery or business continuity planning? Well, just having that extra office, we used that. We kept people separate because, now people look back but back then no one knew what was happening.
Right.
We had people working separately in the disaster recovery office. We have a disaster recovery office just in case something happens at the registry, we can have another place to do business. We've done a lot of modernization initiatives like that that I think are important, and it's all come together, and there's a lot more than just taking a record. The records are too important. You have to protect the records. Mm-hmm. This disaster recovery planning, we not only microfilm, but we do tape drive backups, and they get stored off site. We were the first registry to put a generator. So all these snowstorms, we've been open and we've operational every day. But I was very proud during COVID that we stayed operational every day, and people forget it was actually a busier time economically. We recorded over 200,000 documents, and the registry collected last year $54 million. A few years back, $81 million, and most of that money goes to the state and comes back in local aid, public safety. Money for education, money for social services. So it's an important role at the registry.
But there is no IT specialist specifically for the registry, right? It's just for the
county itself. And here I am spending all this time talking about the IT, and I was grateful for the IT people that we had in the past. Barry Hannon had an IT department. Hmm. Paul Harold had an IT department. When I was county commissioner with John Gillis, we would never think to have, we just let the registers run the registry. Treasurer Cahill, Treasurer Bilotti, they run the treasury. Sheriff Bilotti, when he was sheriff, they run the sheriff's department. You let the departments run. But, so that was the real issue. Yes, politically, it didn't go my way, but I'll stand by, my position was this. And maybe it's from being in the private sector. I believed that the registry did all these modernization initiatives because we had an on-site direct report to the register IT department.
Okay.
What does that mean? It's like anything, and people are out there, they either have bosses or are bosses. When the boss asks you for something and it's a direct report, you have to get it done. There's accountability. That's what government needs, accountability. And having an on-site direct report IT. And once again, my opponent threw a statement out there, and either he doesn't understand the nuances, or he's confused, or at times he just doesn't understand what the registry operations are about. But it's challenging now because now the county, it's a county IT department under the county director Cronin. But they're involved in the golf course. They're involved in the county. Now I hear they're going to the Aggie school. So, I miss having a direct report because all those modernization initiatives that have been implemented, and I hope for the, to the betterment of all the people that own property and to the residents of Norfolk County, that's done with IT. And, with cybersecurity risks, this is the time where, I miss not having a direct report. And and you could sign up now. I mean, we started when we had an IT department, a consumer notification service. The FBI says the fastest growing white collar crime is property and mortgage fraud. Well, that's, I haven't seen it. It's coming, you know? I mean, hopefully not to Norfolk County, but you can sign up. I've signed up myself. I get an email anytime a William O'Donnell gets recorded. And there are some William O'Donnells. I used to get confused, the Bill O'Donnells from Quincy. I'll get an email. Well, it's Quincy. It's not me. Or it's William James O'Donnell. I'm William Patrick O'Donnell. But there's going to be a time I may get an email and say, wait a minute, and look it up and say, wait a minute. My wife and I didn't sign that deed, or my wife and I didn't put that equity line on. Mm-hmm. We haven't prevented the fraud, but you can get on it right away.
Okay.
That's the type of innovative program. When I say we've done modernization initiatives, that's the type of program I'm talking about, where we've tried to make the registry relevant. It's a sleepy arm of government, some say, but we try to make it relevant to what's going on.
Do you have a dedicated campaign website, Bill? Or is there a separate
website? Yes, it's www.BillO'Donnell.org. I can be emailed at bill@billodonnell.org. And again, I recognize that, you know, it will be up to the voters. I hope the voters will look at the record. I know there will be things said. I know on your show there was some mention of a $100,000 legal fee, and I still don't know what my opponent was referring to. I will say there has been litigations. It's unfortunate, but you know, again, people can get along. I mean, one case involves the fact that for 30 years the registry got finances. Paul Harold got those monies. Barry Hannon got those monies. I got those. The registry, and when I say Paul Hannon, Barry, as the registers,
sure.
The registry got it. And that changed up. Reasonable people can disagree. The law didn't change, and that's why it is in court. But the issue has come up that the county has spent, their attorney, fiscal 22, spent $189,000. The registry, even the judge, a judge that heard another case, said, wait a minute, the registry got $7,000 and the county got $140,000. That judge took note of that because there was a second case, and I want people to know, my opponent may be misinformed. I just didn't understand. He just threw out $100,000. I will tell you this. I was put in a position because we got zero in our legal funds, and maybe that's why being an attorney was good. I ended up filing lawsuit and litigating the case myself in the Norfolk Superior Court. That didn't cost the taxpayers anything. Cost a lot of my time, but I was happy to do it because I felt I had a fiduciary duty to the Registry of Deeds, to the registry users, and to the property owners, to the people in Quincy and around the county, that if you own a home, the records are so important. And that case, actually the Superior Court ruled in our favor. And if he's talking about money, I think it is a waste of money. The county spent in fiscal 22 over $189,000 in legal fees.
On that IT lawsuit?
They have four lawsuits going, but yes, and that's the point.
Yep.
You know, it's not just the registry lawsuit. And you know what? You might say, why did I file the lawsuit? It's because of the finance, the integrity, and the independence of the registry, and the financial. There were statutes that are supposed to help the registry out. Well, let the courts will decide that. On the other case, I feel bad because I think the county director was flat out wrong. I know he was mentioned a few times in my opponents on your show here to go talk to the county director. I believe he was flat out wrong. And know who else said he was flat out wrong? Was the trial judge. The trial judge said that the Register of Deeds is in the best position to run the Registry of Deeds on behalf of the people that elected him. And he also said that it was an unambiguous violation of the statute. I feel bad that, you know, he works for the county commissioners, so I think it spills over to the county commissioners. But, you know, and again, they're appealing it. We'll see, we'll see what the appeals court does. But at least one judge said that the ruled for the Registry of Deeds. So, I really wish there wasn't. But, you know, sometimes you wish things could go a different way. But it was funny being at Bill Delahunt's funeral Saturday. Marianne Hinkle, who worked in the DA's office, we worked together, and she is a judge. And she gave a nice eulogy, as did the Tim Flaherty and Cara Delahunt. Just a great guy to work for, a great person. But Marion Hinkle, Judge Hinkle, and it brought back memories. Said, you know, when Bill hired us, or he would talk to us about what our role was going to be for him, and it's true. And he said it, he probably said it to all of us, but I still remember he said, you know, do the right thing. And sometimes you got to be independent and do the right thing.
Great to talk to you as always, Bill. Yeah. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. No, thanks.
And we'll look forward to continuing the discussion going
yes.
forward.
Yes, and I did, you know, send a letter to my opponent, an email today. In fact, I have it right here. You mm-hmm. know, saying, hey, you know, the voters deserve, you know, to learn about the registry and deserve to know about our qualifications, and then you know they'll end up deciding who should be the Register of Deeds. And it's been a privilege to be the Register of Deeds, and you know certainly I'd like the privilege of continuing. And so I hope we have debates and discussions on that.
Great. Well, thanks again. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Thanks.
And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.